Alright, let's get started. We're going to start with the Inyan of Makkah, and maybe we'll transition into Simchas Yomtov if we have time. Okay, so we'll start with the Shaila. Minchas Chinuches the Shaila. A Makkah, as you know, is a fence you have to put around your roof. So that a person shouldn't fall and kill themselves, or cause someone else to die. And it needs to be a Sar Tzvachim, a Mechit of Sar Tzvachim. However, the Minchas Chinuch asks the question. In general, whenever we have a Shir Tzvachim, we need Tzvachim Shochakos, which means that the way of a Tefach is like a fist, so it's a little bit bigger. Instead of like this, it's like this. So it has to be a little bit bigger. And we don't find that any of the poskim should bring down, that we've shown in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shir of a Tefach has to be Tzvachim Shochakos. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered. Why don't the Rishonim bring, or the Gemara for that matter, bring that cheer? That's Shiloh. And Jadei Mekbracha. Why is it that we go Lahach nearby to require Tzvachim Shochakos? That's when we have something that requires a shear. Certain things require a shear. So Mechitza, it's a Mechitza for Ilchel Shabbos, if you want to make Rosh Hashanah, has to be 10 Tzvachim. A Dofen for the Sukkah also has to be 10 Tzvachim. Is the Amake a din of a Mechitza? Is it a din that has to be a certain shear? No. What's a din by Amake? You have to make sure it says, as the Pesukim say, a person has to make sure not to fall and hurt, and not to cause a sakana. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Ratzeach and Shemitah Nefesh, Perek Yud Aleph. Right, there's an essay up to make a makkah, and also a Los essay in the upcoming pasuk. People and awful menu. What does it say? Right, Los Sasim Tamim Yisachah. Thank you. Drawing a blank there. So the point of the mechitza is simply to make sure that a person shouldn't fall and die. And so there's no din shir. Chazal were mishair almost coincidentally. That 10 tefachim which you have to take to stop a person from falling off a roof. But there's no shir of a sar tefachim. No shir mechitza. And if there's no shir mechitza, that's why you wouldn't need chokhos. He brings a couple of rayas for that. One is, there is a sifrei. And the Rishonim have two ways of learning the sifrei. The Sifrei says that Makom Ma'agolo, his round thing, doesn't require 10 Tzvachim. So the Ravid, right here in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, says it means that you only need 10 Tzvachim, excuse me, on the part that goes around, the part that a person walks most. If it's another part of the roof, but it's not the Makom Dris, or a person walks most, you only need Gimel Tzvachim. So my high. Again, Chazal Mishar, then in certain parts of the roof, to stop a person from falling off, open up that 3 Tzvachim. Similarly, the Smag has, he learns that Sifrei differently. He learns that the Sifrei means that if you have a Makkah around a boar, again, so there's the Sifrei learns in the Rishonim quote that just like you put a makkah on your roof, let's say you have a boar, a pig in your field, you have to put a makkah around the pit to make sure that people won't fall in. So many Rishonim, the Rambam and others, learned that there has to be 10 Tzvachim. But the Smag says it has to be 3 Tzvachim. So again, where would 3 Tzvachim come from? Again, it's the same Sifrei, just the Smag living there. So this Smag, you might have had a Hava mean to learn differently. And it's actually a big question, so maybe I'm going to tangent for a minute into that question, but I'm going to get back to this Yisod momentarily. The halacha is you have to put a makkah around your board. If you look at the Rambam starts, you have to put a makkah on your roof, and he goes through different halachas of a bias, which require a makkah, which don't require a makkah. We're going to get back to that soon. And then he says a makkah to be 10 tzvachim. And then he says you have to put a makkah around anything that's going to lead to someone falling in, like a boar or whatever it is. And then he says that you have to v'chein kol mikshol sheish bo sakanas nefashos. There's a mitzvah essay lahasiro li shamrim imenu. Shenemar yisham. Skipped a little bit. Shenemar yishamer lechor shmonav shicham me'od, which apparently Chazal understand means you have to protect the person, has to protect one's physical health, I guess. In some situations, even to wear a mask to protect others. Also a low essay of Los Sasim Dambe Beisecha. So it's important to note now, and I just want to speak this out, there are two mitzvahs essay floating around here, and a low essay. There's a mitzvahs essay to make a makkah. It says, Kisid Nevai, you build a house, Vasisa Makkah Lagagecha, you have to make a makkah around you. Right there in that very part of the parsha, it also the lo sasei of lo sasim dam bebeisecha. Don't put a sakan in your house. And then the Rambam pulls out another essay, which I don't think is kind of mitzvah mitzvos, of Yisham Lechash Menav Shelecha. You know, in Chumash it says, Yisham Lechash Menav Shelechamot Patishka Chasadram Esherai Necha, not to forget my Sinai, but apparently Chazal understood in a Gemara in a couple of places, the mitzvah sinus actually bothered, how did we know that, had the Rambam know this? But it seems like Chazal understood that it's also a tzi way to take care of one's physical health. Not to point something like it's a kind of at least. So, when the Rambam notes, again, I have to give a little bit of introduction here. The Rambam, when he tells you have to make a makkah, let's say you don't build a makkah around your roof, what are you in violation of? He says an asay of making a makkah, and the low says say of lo sasim dam bebeisach. And then the Rambam says, any sakana, the Gemara has if you're megalo kelav rub, so face up, someone has a wild dog that are, you know, attacking dogs or anything that could lead to a sakana in his house, and a bunch of things that the Rambam listed, the Gemara said you shouldn't do because of a sakana. It's, you're not in my, there's no din of making a makkah around your dog. There's no such a mitzvah. There's an afkamina from that. But there is a din of Hisham al-Khash Murnafshacha, and there's a din of Osasim Dagan Bebeisach. So, and there's an afkamina. What's an afkamina? The Rambam has in Ilchos Brachos that when you make a makkah, you have to make a bracha of Lasos makkah or Alasias makkah, if you make it for yourself, makes for others. I forgot exactly the text of the bracha. It's not a common mitzvah. Although I think if you go to Mir Brooklyn, if you look on top, they have basketball courts on the roof. At least they used to. I think they redid the building recently. And there's a, you know, nice fence up there. But it is a halacha, you have to know. There are some practical nafkaminas, maybe we'll get to, maybe not. Lemaise, you have to make a bracha and make a makkah. So let's say you're putting a fence to block your wild dogs from attacking people. Is there a bracha on that fence? No, because that's not a makkah. So it has a low sasei, low sasei b'mbe v'secha. It has a mitzasei of yishamer l'charsh ma'ashkan. Make sure not to put yourself in a sakana, but there is no din of asiyas makkah. So what about by a boar? So there's a chayadim. Chal tes vav simin chav talit. Chayadim says, that which you have to put a fence around a boar is also, it's a boar is a michshal. A boar is a michshal. A boar is not a roof. You don't need to put a fence around the boar. You put a fence around the roof. And maybe you'll bring a riot from the smag, even the chayim that speaks out. The smag, they only put 3 tfachim, not 10 tfachim. So you wouldn't make a brach when you make a makkah around the boar. So it happens to be a great question. I think they point out, the Dvar Avraham makes this point. When you make, there's another halacha, let's say my roof, this comes up in the Sigis in Vavas that we're learning now, in Hazakriya. Let's say my roof is below the Rishus HaRabim. Right? Like you have a hill, like in Eretz Yisrael times, my roof is below the Rishus HaRabim. So do I need to put a fence on the Rishus HaRabim so that someone, no one should fall into my roof? Halachas, you don't have to. The Rambam quotes it over here as well, because it says, "Keep al anofel mimenu velo lesochol." Only if someone's going to fall off my roof, not into my roof. So when you make a fence around your boar, you have a pit. You're not making a fence because of the boar. You're making a fence because of the area outside the boar, and no one should fall off of that area. It happens to be where they're going to fall is into your boar. So the only time it's going to come up is if you have a boar. But the concern is falling off the higher area into the lower area. So do I need to make a bracha on that makkah? So says the chayadim, I do not. However, the main bracha is medayik from the Rambam from Shulchan Aruch. The Milchas Chinuch also is medayik from the Sefer Chinuch like this. And I think it says in the Ma'aseh Rav that the Gra also held all against the chayadim. They do make a bracha on that makkah, because that makkah is a mitzvah makkah. It's not just an added type of additional michshal. It's a real mitzvah makkah. How could it be that the smag says you only make 3 tfachim? Not a kasha, just like the Ravid said by the other parts of the roof, because the shear of 10 tfachim by makkah is not a shear like a mechitza to separate reshuyos. It's a shear to make sure you don't fall, and therefore chazal mishayir, whatever it takes to make sure you don't fall. Might be 10 tfachim, might be less. So that smog is not a raya for the chayadim. It could be that a bor is din maka, if you own the higher area, that you're not going to fall into the bor. It's true that it has a din maka, an actual maka. However, it might not necessarily require 10 tefachim. But again, not like a chayadim, it would require bracha because that has a maka. Now, another interesting example is the Sifrei says Prala Kevin, if you have a ramp, that a ramp doesn't need a maka. And the Chayadim himself writes that means Dafka, the entrance and exit to the ramp don't require a maka, but a vada, the size require a maka. If it's 10 tefachim tall, you have to put a maka to make sure you don't fall. Again, railings and a ramp. Mamish. People have wheelchair ramps. Are you mechayev if the part of the ramp is more than 10 tefachim high, which by the top of it, it often is, you have to put a railing over there. Chayadim says you do. It was, maybe you don't. Because Chadar Mishai, that when people are on a ramp, somehow they're more attuned, they're more sensitive, they're already in a slant. It's not like hanging out playing basketball on a rooftop where you have no clue. You could forget you're on a rooftop, fall off. A ramp, people are careful. It could be that your potri quotes the Malbim on the Sifrei that says like that. Okay, now, given this case, I want to go to Hilchos Chol HaMoed. He discusses about mak over there too. But now that we've established that the role of a mak is to protect from sakana, he has a bam kasha. Bam, 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 bam kasha like this. It says in Moed Katan and Daf Yud Aleph like this. You make a makah for a gagan Chol HaMoed, you're only allowed to do a maisa hedyot and not a maisa umah. Okay, as you know, on Chol HaMoed, Melechus Hediot is Mutter, Melechus Uman is Mutter, is Asr, excuse me. Melechus Hediot is Mutter, Melechus Uman, Mais Uman is Asr. But there is an exception, of course, a Davar Aved. You don't have any Davar Aved bigger than a Hefzer Gadol, than a Sekhanas Tefashos. So says the Ritva in Mesechus Moed Katan over there, why are you only doing Mais Hediot? You should certainly be allowed to do Mais Uman to make a Makir on your fence. Says Ritva, you must be talking about a case where you're not really chayv in maka. People don't really, it's the type of, what do you say? Right, people don't normally hang out there. People don't normally do istamshus over there. Gag shein mishtamshus bo. Because if it was a gag be your mishtamish bo, avad be chayv in maka, it's a sakanas nefashos, in lecha davar avi gomze. However, if you're a medayik in the Rambam seems to be so same, you cannot do a maisa uman to make a maka. Again, you're building up a wall, so it could be, and it has to be a wall that can stand strongly when you lean in, it doesn't break. So it might require a maisa uman. You know, you normally don't just make a brick wall on yourself. You hire some guy, a professional contractor, to do it. So, and by the way, the Be'er Halacha, I think in Siman Tav Kuf Mem, makes the same dig in the Rambam of the Shulchan Aruch against the Ritva. So what's pshat? So here the Emek Bracha says a Gevaldik a Chiddush, and I actually want to use this Chiddush to answer a kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. If you look at the Rambam, you look at the Gemaras, there are a lot of dinim. Oh, what? When are you chayv in a maka? You're chayv in a maka on a bias. And there are dinim of a bias has to be a base deer, it has to be dalet amos, and it has to be that the internal cavity where you're living has to be 10 tefachim tall, because it has to have a shame bias that the roof on top of it should have a chayv maka, okay? It has to have a shame bias that the roof on top of it should have a chayv maka. Hold on. I don't understand. Some might fall, some might fall. So if you're concerned for a sakana that someone's going to hang out on this roof and fall over, if people do live on the roof, who cares whether the inside is a big enough place for people to live? Elamai says the Emek Bracha Masiv Chiddush. It could be that it's true that there's an Isser of Losasim Dam Beisach to make sure you don't have any Mechsholos in your Rishus. But the Chiyuv to put a Maka around the Gag of your Bais, maybe a Gag of a Bais, not Taka, it's not always such a Sakana that a person's going to fall from 10 Tfachim and that he's going to be so Asma, he's going to fall and he's going to die. Maybe that concern alone is not really a Sakana Stefashos. The Torah made like a rule that even there you should put a maka. Okay, so that's the rule. But maybe that rule is only so long as you don't have a malacha, maybe malacha deraisa, machlokas, rishonim, whether malachas, chalamonis deraisa, derabanon. But is it really a davar avid? Is it really a sakana on the roof of a tent type of house? Not necessarily. So if it's not really a sakana, could be that it's not really a sakana, and there's a chiyav of makah, but since it's not really a sakana, you only have to do a maaseh heder, you're not allowed to do a maaseh umun, because it's not really davar avik, because it's not really a sakana. Again, Nevada, there's a mitzvah to put up the makeh, but maybe it's not really a sakana, not pina chlamoidu, there's an isra malacha, you can't do a maaseh umun to put up this wall.
The pasuk itself, doesn't it? Someone will die. That sound like paying the
keep an awful minenu. Yes.
Yeah,
no, it's true. But the Torah is giving you like a, not like a low plug, but like ad kama you have to be machmir. But the Torah is telling you to be machmir for zekanas nefashos, like a low plug. Always put a roof, a fence around your roof. Even where, strictly speaking, there is no Sekhanas Tefashos. If there really was Sekhanas Tefashos, it would never say only if it's a bias and it's Dalet al Dalet and it's 10 Tefashos, whatever it is. Must be Zayim. So it's true. The Taima, again, everything we said in the previous Samech Bracha is Avada true, that the Taima Dekra, it's in the first deposit, we said it's the only Taima Dekra over here, is because it's going to lead to a Sekhana. That's true. And that's why it's a sheer 10 Tefachim, only because of the Sekhana, you don't need Shochakos, and for some things it suffices to have Gimel Tefachim. That's all true. How, and that's the time of the Krah. However, it's not like a Sekhana Krova. And therefore, on Chalamoid, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Now, it could be this would answer another Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, I just wanted to add. The Rambam writes that if you don't put up a makeh, you're in violation of one essay and one law. The essay is Asisa makeh legagecha, and the los essay is los sasin damim bebeisecha. And then when it comes to every other michshal, he says you're also in violation of an essay and a los. The essay is Hisham lechosh monam shlamot, protect your life, and los essay los sasin damim bebeisecha. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, why didn't Rambam say when I don't put up a makeh, I'm over on two assays in a lav? I also violate Yisham al-Kharsh Murnavshecha. So I have an essay of Asiyas Makeh, and an essay of Yisham al-Kharsh Murnavshecha, and I have a lowest essay of Losan Namesecha. So it could be Lefi the same Bracha, it's Nicha. Because there's not really a Sekhanas Nefashos for putting up a Makeh always. So you're not always in violation of the assay of Yisham al-Kharsh Murnavshecha mode. Losan Namesecha, you are, because that's in the same parsha. Before that, for that shear of Sekhana, you're already in violation of Los Hasidim. But to violate the essay of Yisham HaKhanashuk has to be a higher degree of Sekhana, and by Makin had that higher degree of Sekhana has proven from Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Okay, we have a few minutes. I want to say one little shtickle in Simchas Yom Tov, if it's okay. Going backwards again, I simply am forgetting already preparation for Pesach, and God willing, next 2 weeks we'll do in Yanei Pesach if we're able to. The Gemara has a riboy, a miyut rather, I should say, that Lel Yom Tov Rishon is memuot from Simchas Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah to have Simchas Yom Tov, and the first night of Yom Tov doesn't have a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. The rest of Yom Tov does have a Simchas Yom Tov, the nights and the days, and even Lel Shmini Atzeres has Simchas Yom Tov. So he's balling by Akasha. The Rambam never mentions the miyut of Simchas Yom Tov of Laila Rishona. Now, if we don't finish this today, we're going to start it. I think we'll finish it, but if we don't, it's a big sugya, but we'll see if we have time. The Rambam doesn't mention this. Why doesn't the Rambam mention it? So he wants to answer based on the Rav Chaim that answers a different kasha. There is a Gemara that says that Aveilus is nidche from Simchas Yom Tov is doch Aveilus. Samech Aveilus is doch Simchas Yom Tov. And sorry, I mean Simchas Yom Tov is doch Aveilus. And that's true, even according to the Rif. And the Rif holds that Aveilus Yom Rishon is Tofes Leilo Imo. That means again, even if the person is suffering Aveilus because the mace died in Erev Yom Tov. And that the night following that day is Avelis Deoraisa, according to the Rif. Avelis Deoraisa. And still we say that the essay the Rabbim of Simchas Yom Tov, because all Klai shall celebrate Simchas Yom Tov, is Doche, the essay the Yachad of Avelis. Even though the Avelis is Deoraisa. Avelus derais nitchik from essay of simchas yamtiv. So es the shagasariyeh ba'am kash and the riff. But it says in first in the Gemara that simchas yamtiv doesn't apply in the elam yamtiv rishon. So how could the riff say that simchas yamtiv is docha avelus derais? That they say that it's and the essay of simchas yamtiv is docha the essay of avelus. And if yol avelus is derais on the rishon, it must mean that simchas yamtiv is also derais. That's the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha in Simon, I think, Samechai and the Riv. So what does Rav Chaim answer? Rav Chaim's answer is no. When we're Mimai Lel Yom Tov Rishon from Simchas Yom Tov, let me ask you guys a question. What is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? What? What's mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? So there's two dinim. One din is Shalmei Simcha. After being a korban,
it's a tos
moy katan. It's machlokas rishonim, right? There's at the very least everyone agrees Shalmei Simcha. You have to bring a korban shlamim, and eat from that. You have to eat basar korban every single day, and maybe the nights also. There's a machlokas rishonim, tos moy katan. The riff over there, a lot of brachos. There is a lot of rishonim discuss a lot of places. Shalmei Simcha. What we do nowadays, right? Is machayin abayis kayin. Ain simcha lebiyayin for the men, women for the clothing for the women, and candy for the children, right? So basar biyayin is machlokas whether nowadays also basar just yayin machlokas sachronim. So there's sharmini simcha. So many mishonim hold, and the Rav Chaim answers the Rif and the Rambam hold, the Rif holds that sharmini simcha deraisa. So when we're mimayi the first night of Yom Tov from Simchas Yom Tov, we're only mimayi from the mitzvah to eat Shalmei Simcha. And why is that? Because if you're going to eat Shalmei Simcha on Lel Yom Tov Rishon, when are you going to bring the Shalmei Simcha? Before Yom Tov. So it's true that you can be mekayim Simchas Yom Tov with a carbon that was shechted before Yom Tov. That's a Gemara in Pesachim. That we're low ba'in and zvicha b'sha simcha. But the Torah was not mechayiv you to bring a Yom Tov dik a carbon before Yom Tov. The Torah was never mechayiv you that. If the Torah was never mechayiv you to bring a carbon dik Yom Tov before Yom Tov, it can't be that on Lelvi you don't bring carbonos at night. So where are you going to get the basar shalmim from? From a carbon that was shechted during the day. It wasn't Yom Tov yet. So the Torah wasn't mechayiv you to eat carbon shlamim at night. However, Sharmini Simcha, to drink wine, to eat pretty clothes, to eat candies, to be Samech Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, that's a Kim Deraisa, a Chiv Deraisa, even on Lel Yom Tov Rishon. So asks, enters the Mikbracha, why did the Rambam not mention the Miyat of Simchas Yom Tov? Very simple. The Rambam, if you look in Uchas Chagiga, where he tells you the mitzvah to bring Shalmei Simcha, he only says, you're mechayiv to bring Shalmei Simcha on Yom Tov. Not before, which means you can't be chayiv to eat basar shlamim the night before on the first night of Yom Tov because you didn't bring any karbanas yet. You can't be chayiv to eat. What do you want to know? Sharmini Simcha, if you look in the Rambam, in Yochos Yom Tov in Perek Vav, which I don't have in front of me, I don't know why I'm opening up this Rambam, the Rambam Taka says that you're chayiv to be sameach the entire Yom Tov, the days and the nights. So he never brought the meat of, because he brought it. Because he said you're chayiv to bring this carbon only during the day, not night. And Sharmini Simchas Taka Chayiv, the days and the nights equally. And that's the issue for the Rif in Avelis, that's the issue for the Rambam. And with that, we will close. Shkoyev.
Okay. Sorry, I wanted to squeeze that one in. Last year in the Kolayim, we learned Pesachim, I gave a Chabura that was.